Shabbos Perek Yud Ches Mishneh Gimel. Ein Mialdenes Abehim Yontif. One is not allowed to aid an animal giving birth on Yontif, which means to actually help pull the baby from the mother's womb, the animal's womb. Aval Misaden, but one is allowed to help out that the baby shouldn't fall to the ground. The reason that one shouldn't actually go and help pull the baby from the mother's womb is because this is Tircha Yisera, the Mefarshim explain. Because it's extra tircha on Shabbos, and they wanted to limit that. However, umiyaldin es ha'isha b'Shabbos, a woman, one is allowed to aid her in giving birth on Shabbos, and that means doing everything, even, of course, taking the baby, pulling the baby from the mother's womb. Now, interesting, by the animal, it's actually a shaila, it's a suffix in the Rishonim, when the Mishnah tells us that one is allowed to be misad the animal, that by yontif misadin to the animal, we're allowed to aid it. Does that dafka yontif or is there Shabbos too? So the Rishonim are misupik. But a woman, of course, even on Shabbos. V'karn l'chochma mimakom l'makom, and one is allowed to call, I guess it would be a midwife, from place to place. And what do we mean by this? We mean that the one's allowed to have somebody go outside the tchum, like the Rav explains. Taisanta brings from here that you see that the Mishnah holds that tchumen is awesome idaraisa. Mechalin aleh Shabbos, and you can mechal Shabbos for her. So the Rav explains at the time that she's sitting on the place that she's ready to give birth and she has blood that starts dripping. So from that time on, all the way until she gives birth and up until 3 days after she gives birth, whether or not she says that she needs help, whether or not she says she doesn't need help, you're mechal Shabbos for her. From 3 days after birth up until 7 days, if she says she needs something, you get it for her and you can be mechal Shabbos for her. But if she doesn't say, you're not mechal. And then from after 7 days up until 30, even if she says she needs somebody to be mechal Shabbos for her, you are not mechal Shabbos for her because she's not considered a sakana at that point. She's considered a chola she'ein bo sakana, but it's cholas kol gufo, and we would have a non-Jew do the malacha for her. The Mishnah continues, v'karshin es ha-tabur, and similarly, at this point in time, one would tie the umbilical cord, and this, the Rav explains, is to prevent chas shalom, the stomach of the baby, from being pulled out by the umbilical cord, so they'd make a knot on the umbilical cord itself, outside the baby. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af choytchin, you can even cut it. And the Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can cut it and you can put medicine on it, whatever you need to do. V'chol tzarchei mila oisin b'Shabbos. And all the needs of mila are done in Shabbos as well. And the next mission is going to go into the tzarchei mila.